Today, my guests will be the former great half-miler, Tom Courtney. Tom no longer competes, but he still loves to talk about track and field. And that's exactly what we'll be talking about just as soon as we have this important message. Tom, how did you get interested in becoming a track man?
Well, that might interest you, Jackie. I was a pitcher on Caldwell High's team, and I being the coach one day.
Well, I've seen and heard of these guys getting in the way of the shot puts and the javelins, and so you ran the 80 ever since you were in high school. Is that where you first started?
Well, I went out for the pole vault, but one day I snuck into a half mile, and gee, that's where I ended up and spent the next 9 years running it.
If a young kid, Tom, wanted to go into the sport of track, say, and he is a half-miler, what is the thing that you would advise him as far as conditioning? Is it better for sprints, or do you try to develop your wind?
Well, I like to see a boy brought along very gradually. Natural ability is important, but a fellow that has determination can go a long ways. And the interest of a father is very important to
him. In what respect?
Well, I believe that practically behind every champion, there is some real loyal booster, whether it be a father or a coach.
Or a wife.
Or a wife, sure. It takes someone to make it a little more important to you than to everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask this, Tom. I noticed some of our distance runners are little guys, wiry, and here you are a big, kind of a strong runner. What would be the requisite for a sprinter like Morrow? He's a big, strong kid.
Yes,
isn't he?
Is, right.
Now, you take some of the other fellows are thin. What is the best asset for do you consider here?
Well, gee, I think it's your natural weight. I remember I ran several races over when I weighed over 190, and everyone kept saying, gee, Tom, if you'd lose some weight, you'd really be fast. So I was over in Europe and training hard, and I had lost some weight, and I decided, well, gee, I'm going to do it. And I dropped down to about 170. And I ran a race, and, gee, I was fast, but I could hardly finish the race.
Tom, let me ask you this about your records now. If memory serves you right, you broke the half-mile record, right?
Yes, I still hold that.
You still hold it?
Right.
What is the existing record?
It's a minute and 46 seconds and 8 tenths.
1:46.8 for a half-mile. Now, we broke that down so that our listeners could kind of understand. A guy in the 880, running 880 in this time, he can't run a slow first 220 and then speed up. He has to run fast all the way, or am I correct?
That's right. You can see it's becoming somewhat of a sprint all the way.
Tom Courtney, real pleasure having you on the program.
Jack, it was my pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.